Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
Scott Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny Goes Too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, make a great save with a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price.
You know the city ordinance is clear that you can't have 24-hour building. So that's number one. Number two, they haven't even proposed anything. The only people they proposed it through the newspaper. There's nothing in at the city, so I have nothing to respond to. And third, whatever we do, and I think the most important thing is I want to talk to the alderman first, who represents the community.
And you want to win an election in a few weeks. Anyway, that's Mayor Rahm Emanuel on the Cubs' hopes of a 24/7 construction schedule. It looks like it's not going to happen because it's just not allowed. It's a very clear city ordinance that they can't do that. The problem is this. The right field bleachers there at Wrigley won't be ready until sometime in June. The left and center field bleachers are expected to be completed by the May 11th target date, which means that the bleachers won't be ready for opening day, or opening night in this case, when the Cubs host St. Louis on Sunday, April 5th, and that opens up the MLB season. So that's a great way to showcase Wrigley Field. Jimmy Butler will miss 3 to 6 weeks with a sprained left elbow. Taj Gibson should be out at least another week with his sprained ankle. The rest of the healthy Bulls will host Washington tonight at the UC. Tip-off is at 7. That's in the evening. Also in the NBA, Denver has fired head coach Brian Shaw. The Nuggets have lost 19 of their last 21. Russell Westbrook is planning to return tomorrow night for the Thunder after having facial surgery on Saturday to repair a fracture in his right cheek. The Blackhawks are off today after last night's 5-2 victory over Carolina. Next game for the Hawks is Friday when the Oilers are in town. And Duke Athletic Director Kevin White released a statement today regarding the story of sexual allegations involving former basketball player Rashid Suleiman. He says, quote, "The athletics department does not investigate or adjudicate matters of student conduct and cooperates completely in the process." He also says all Duke officials, including Coach K, are prohibited from commenting publicly on any specific individual or situation. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Join the 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes, broadcasting live at Kincaid's in Chicago tonight from 6 to 10 p.m. That's a full boat show. You have your chance to win great prizes. It's brought to you by Sam Adams. I'm Matt Abaticole, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. That's the sound for a full boat show right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
Boars and Bernstein.
AD.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Tony is here. Welcome in, Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And yeah, I will again not know who Nene is, but there is no. I'm trying to drum up good reason to really take to heart anything I see from the Bulls tonight, except we do have Scottie Pippen on the team.
Oh, we heard that yesterday. Yeah,
yeah, we had that. We have a Scottie Pippen, a budding Scottie Pippen, and Tony Snell. And I guess the only other money I'd have would be to see if Doug McDermott actually exists. It's just not a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, it really sucks now because you can't learn anything about the Bulls.
No, not a thing. Not
you can't come
thing.
Away, for, you know, win or loss, good or bad.
Nope.
You can't learn anything. And if they want to do this Joakim Noah at the point again,
gonna have to. What are you gonna do?
I hate what do you want with that offense. I hate. I don't
want
to
have the ball if you don't. Aaron Brooks,
Kirk Heinrich.
No,
bad.
He understands it. He understands it. Bulls are in for a rough time. I saw him say that last night. He understands that. He gets that now. Well, it would help if you weren't dead. It would help somewhat, but not very much. But no, there's really it's a shame because you're only at this stage of the season already. It's move along. There's really nothing here to see, and that's exactly where you're at. I mean, all of it's fake. You never know what the Wizards' emotions are about a game when nobody's there. I mean, it's a weird thing in the NBA. So I first of all, I will not know who Nene is, and second of all, I will not be able to believe anything I see because there's just nothing. That last nothing that's going to resonate with you about what you see in these games. And that goes on for a long damn time to the end of the regular season.
Yeah, it's too bad. These injuries have just robbed the rest of the regular season from us. And even
snatched away.
Do you buy the fact that Jimmy Butler, as he heals from this, is going to heal everything up and then just be ready completely fresh for the playoffs? Do you buy that?
Not necessarily.
See, I think there's a better case to be made for the blessing in disguise for Butler than there is for Derrick Rose, who was bad before he got hurt.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Jimmy could use the rest. He said it. So he could use the rest.
He's leading the league in minutes per game. Of course he can.
He can use the rest. He's a young man, though. He's strong like bull. He's fine. But again, what does it prove? There's nothing. And the one thing you can't measure in games like this is what the other team thinks. Because occasionally I get a team that thinks, what?
How much they care?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About looking at this. What does this prove to us? First of all, I don't know that the mindset of Washington, because there's been a drumbeat to fire the coach there, and I would understand why, because you can't go in this kind of tailspin if you're the Wizards, because they played, you know, pretty good during the first part of the season, pretty well. And now you're sort of in this, I don't know what happened exactly thing, and we're not any good, and why aren't we any good? And my guy Gortat is upset, and he's mad. I think he went and killed a pig.
He killed his pig.
I think he's so mad he might have killed a pig. He's so mad about the way things are going. So there's questions with them as well. But, I mean, when they go out there and there's no Butler, there's no Rose, I mean, it's just like, what? Wait a minute. Hold on. I mean, I just don't know as an opponent how much you get ready for this, even when you're in the kind of spin they're in. They're not really doing anything that warrants any consideration for thinking that they're good at basketball. They just have been awful. I mean, you can't go in this kind of streak. A really good team does not go into this kind of streak that the Wizards have been in, which maybe tells me they're not really good. Even though early in the season certainly looked promising, they're not promising anymore. The entire Eastern Conference, by the way, is just not promising anymore. That includes the Cavs, because they can't stay healthy. How can you count on a team that can't stay healthy? They're as bad as the Bulls. There's always somebody missing. Maybe not for that amount of time, but I assume some night Kevin Love's going to fall down. I just assume that, the way things are going. Because Kyrie Irving, I mean, what? And LeBron is, for whatever you say about LeBron, I'm at 30, he can still do all those wondrous things. I just don't know why I have this icky feeling about them. I don't know if it's more time or if it's just not right or what it is about them, but it's looked better, obviously, with their streak. But even if you watch them carefully during the streak, it isn't great.
It isn't great. It's a product a lot of an awful conference. Awful. You should beat those teams. And occasionally they rise up and beat a West team too, but not the other day.
Because it's funny, you watch the Raptors and you see, okay, DeMar DeRozan's back, and you think that that's going to give them... They just seem soft to me. They just seem like they can get a couple of... In some games when they win and they're front-running and they're at home and knocking down shots, yeah. It all looks great. But you get into one of these possession-to-possession games, I'm not so sure with them.
Agreed.
But then again, the Bulls, even when completely healthy...
Five in a row up to last night? I think they lost five in a row. They're not... You know, look... that's not a serious contender. They're just not. I mean, and that could be said for a lot of the East. I mean, LeBron gives the Cleveland some street cred, but they're not. I'm talking about contender for the NBA title. Don't see it. I don't know how you do that. I mean, I suppose it could happen, but I don't know how from the East. It would be a mystery to me if an Eastern team won the... I mean, unless something in this last couple months really heated up where you go, okay, now I got it. Now I see it. It's not going to be Toronto. You're never going to see that. And I don't think this Wizards team, you're going to see that just yet. I don't know why. You're just not going to see it. To where you say, uh-huh, now that next step has been taken. Now they're ready. No. They're not. They're not.
Well,
so
that doesn't make me feel better about the Bulls.
No, they're not either.
You got the Bulls independent of all this competition. And the shame of it is that if this had sort of gotten solidified to where you thought it could, when you saw them early on, and when we saw the early money that made some of us silly about their prospects, that you thought, okay, everything's there. Mm-hmm. That the Cavs haven't put it together. Their coach is an idiot. They've got bad personnel. It doesn't fit what he wants to do. LeBron looks hurt. He looks old.
Yeah, he did.
And then all of a sudden, you remember, you have to remind yourself, don't hit yourself in the head with a stupid hammer, because NBA seasons are really long. And a lot of stuff in the middle and beginnings of NBA season seems designed to make you think stupid wrong things, and I fall for it too.
Well, it's you know, when you look at the Bulls, what they've early on, when you had Gasol pow going off on you every night for a double-double and averaging a ton of points and giving you a legitimate inside threat, something you haven't had in a long time, that a guy that you can go to on the blocks and get something for you against just about anybody you play, you go, okay. The problem is that the Eastern Conference bullies or the Western Conference bullies will beat up on him, and they will do bad things to him. And Noah can't guard everybody. And you see, the more you go along, and he's clearly, he's been one of those guys that, and while he's not vocal about some things, he's clearly not happy about the way things are going. We know that. So I don't, you know, his play is okay. It's better than I thought you'd get out of a 34-year-old guy with a lot of miles on him. But I don't, you know, in the big picture, you know damn well that the guys who have a low block player, a guy who can just bully, is going to bully him. For as long as he wants to, entire night.
This is what's, I guess, for me.
They're going to get the shots they want.
What's really unfortunate, and I know we've got sort of game to game, and you'll see, maybe you see McDermott, maybe you won't. But the big picture of the Bulls right now, especially with the Thibodeau drumbeat, the endless drumbeat, and whether it's, you know, Van Gundy, or I saw, and it was Joe Cowley's tweet today, the moment Brian Shaw got fired, he starts speculating if that's somebody who'd be in the market for Tom Thibodeau. You know, the sort of poisonous situation everything seems to be in has got this attenuated feel to it that I find really uncomfortable. That there's something where as you made the move for Gasol, and the more we see Gasol, we see what he can't do.
More than what he can.
As much as what he can.
Yeah.
And you start to take what he can. Okay, for granted, I've seen that. I know that. We know this. We know that. But it becomes more obvious what he can't. And just the fact that a Tom Thibodeau team that doesn't guard, it really should give you a pause. It really should. And it's not just one guy.
No, it's not.
You see the erosion with Heinrich. You see that Rose might not be himself. And it's just sobering, and it's too bad. Because you can't. Unless you're just a starry-eyed romantic, and when you have to force yourself to see things that aren't there, that you
got to live in an alternative universe,
right?
To see anything
and you can do that, right? If you watch enough NBA, you know that you're seeing something that isn't trending well in the big picture.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
I think there are several games that you, in a seven-game series, or you could go pretty deep in the West and say the Bulls could not beat them in a seven-game series. Even given good health, get Derek back, get Jimmy Buckets back, and still tell you that. No. No. They're not going to do that. So I think it's sort of, and I don't even think, you know, no longer, I don't think they're going to get out of the East and give me like a puncher's chance in the finals. I don't think so. It's not turned out very well, and you still have the same old problems. And 100%, by the way, if I'm the Nuggets, I'm waiting for Tom.
If I'm Tom, I don't know if I want to coach the Nuggets. I'm not sure. First of all, I think I want to stay in the East. Don't you?
Probably.
I don't know what job comes open. Although, I will say this.
Yeah.
If you're Oklahoma City, that would be a team where you'd want to roll dice with Tom. Assuming you're going to keep Durant.
Yeah, I don't know what to assume there. If all of a sudden he's turned into Kirk Heinrich.
But if Durant wants to go to Washington...
How about Washington?
You think that job's going to come open?
I don't know why it hasn't already, but you know, if I'm looking at it at the end of the season, yeah, done. Done. If this team continues to swirl around in the drain, yes, done. And even if it doesn't, I think done. I mean, the drumbeat has been going for a while here. So, yes. I think that would be certainly a style of team that, yeah. I think given their personnel, if I could just identify that guy, I think that, yeah. Yep, got a young players. You can go ahead and play 45 minutes, and you can do a lot of things there, and you've got decent big guys. So, yeah, I think that's a that could play defense. I think that's a team that could learn to play pretty good defense. They're not bad now, but I think they can play better. So, yeah, if you want to stay in the East and you got Kevin Durant coming in another year, sure.
Yeah, I've come unmoored as far as being able to critique the Bulls. We're unmoored in the short term because of injuries. And yeah, then in turn, we don't quite have a place to anchor ourselves in the big picture right now. And it makes it all seem very disconnected.
No, there's nothing. No, there's nothing. You know, if you're just enjoying a game, okay. Okay, that's fine. You just want to enjoy a game. That's okay to do that. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But, you know, generally, you like to take a closer look than that. At least I do. And really, it's move along. There's nothing to see. And I know people can say, well, just watch Tony Snell. Okay, you go. You watch Tony Snell. You do that.
No, it doesn't really interest me. I don't think there's long-term anything there. Ugh. We're Boris and Bernstein, and you have the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Outlaws, bullies, and trolls running the streets in the Wild West of Twitter. Know this, there are a few marshals out there who will carry a badge and a six shooter. In fact, former MLB'er Curt Schilling has himself a howitzer. I can't read them here. I couldn't even read them on my Showtime show. Schilling read them and then flipped the switch into dad beast mode. Look, I can appreciate what he did here. In fact, I'm glad he did it. I'm glad he outed this human garbage. Worthless no-lifers saying do this stuff because